This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Audrey Matat in the Greenville Pioneer reports that the Twin County Recovery Services coordinated a panel discussion on January 25th at Greenville Central School because Greene County ranks number one per capita for opioid-related deaths in the state. Getting rid of prescription drugs was one remedy noted to not repeat the dubious ranking. Kelly's Pharmacy in Greenville accepts controlled substances, no questions asked, as does the Greene County Sheriff's Office on Bridge Street in Catskill and other locations throughout the county. Greene County public health educator Jillian DiPerna noted that Greene County has the second highest rate of opioid prescriptions in the state, about 850 opioid prescriptions per 1,000 people. Martin Kelly from Kelly's Pharmacy said that anyone who suspects a family member or close friend is abusing opioids, they can get Narcan to help with overdoses. Kelly said, quote, "Everybody can get it without a prescription. You can go to any pharmacy that has a standing order to dispense it without a prescription. That is the absolute first thing you need to do, because if you don't do that and they end up in a crisis, they aren't going to be around after that to follow up with further steps," end quote. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Brendan J. Lyons reports in Capital Confidential that the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association has filed a federal lawsuit against New York regulations that don't allow guns to be carried in public without judicial authorization. Quote, "We're going to try to get the courts, particularly in New York, to look at the Second Amendment as a right that extends to everybody, no matter where they may be, with some restrictions," end quote, said Tom King, president of the roughly 35,000-member Rifle and Pistol Association. A federal appeals court recently ruled against strict gun control laws in the District of Columbia, inspiring this lawsuit filed in Albany on behalf of Robert Nash, who was rejected for a concealed carry permit 2 years ago by State Supreme Court Justice Richard C. McNally, Jr. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. And Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that there's been little discussion about ethics reform in the current legislative session, even with an ongoing corruption trial and recent convictions for corruption among Albany politicians. Quote, "I think because it is in New York City and because we are in the process of the budget hearings, the budget negotiations are overshadowing this trial by a long shot," end quote, said League of Women Voters Legislative Director Jennifer Wilson about the current corruption trial of Joe Percoco, a former aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Quote, "Every year we talk about cleaning up Albany. Every year we are waiting for something to happen, and each year the other side, frankly, does nothing," end quote, said Senate Minority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins. She is promising if the Democrats take the Senate after April 24th special elections to push through ethics reforms. In recent years, leaders of each legislative body from each party have been convicted of corruption charges. Read the full story in New York State of Politics. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.